Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
My name is Lisa Cleary, and today I'll be providing a legal update on the ERCC's activities. The first topic is the legal opinion update for 2022. On the 19th of April, ICMA announced the publication of the 2022 GMRA legal opinion updates. The opinions provide ICMA members with exclusive access to a substantive body of legal know-how in relation to the enforceability of the GMRA, and in particular the GMRA netting provisions in over 60 jurisdictions. Regulators require repo transactions to be documented under robust written legal agreements like the GMRA, supported by regularly updated legal opinions as a condition of recognising the reduction of credit risk by collateral and closeout netting in the calculation of regulatory capital requirements and large exposures. The GMRA legal opinions assist members in satisfying such regulatory conditions in order to realise related capital benefits. Regulated entities will be concerned to review legal opinions for the jurisdiction in which their repo counterparty is incorporated, the jurisdiction in which any involved branch of their counterparty is located, and the jurisdiction whose law governs the relevant netting master agreement. Providing ICMA members with access to a comprehensive list of annually updated legal opinions spanning over 60 jurisdictions offers members a business critical service in relation to their GMRA related activities. ICMA is also pleased to unveil a new user interface on the ICMA website for accessing the GMRA legal opinions, with improved search functionality and filters. We welcome your feedback on the new format. The second topic today is the Clause Library and Taxonomy Project. The ICMA has fostered the development of the GMRA for over 30 years, supporting its function as the foremost agreement for documenting cross-border repo. Published as a standard form, it is of course subject to negotiation in order to agree commercial terms, but also to reflect in-house templates. ICMA has concluded phase one of its GMRA Clause Library and Taxonomy Project, aimed at streamlining document generation and negotiation processes, limiting the battle of the forms in the near term, as well as providing ICMA with an insight into documentation market practice with respect to the GMRA. In this initial phase, we have considered 10 GMRA clauses, collating market variants, grouping by business outcomes, and suggesting standard language. The output from this phase will shortly be published alongside a strategy paper which seeks to contextualise the work from a legal, operational, business, and technology perspective. In particular, the paper will consider the function and role of document generation and negotiation tools, assess how the output fits into ICMA's document digitization strategy from a data modeling perspective, identify potential future use cases for the output and links to ICMA's digital ecosystem, and propose next steps to expand the coverage of the work. The paper should prompt meaningful discussion within engaged member groups, and ICMA will be seeking feedback more broadly. We look forward to hearing your thoughts. D2L Technology, with whom we've been working on this project, will be providing a more comprehensive update on this matter as part of the AGM programme. The final topic today is the CSDR and GMRA remediation. At the last ERCC AGM, we were pleased to note the postponement of the introduction of mandatory buy-ins in response to various difficulties raised by market participants about the design of the regime. At that time, we were eagerly awaiting sight of the European Commission proposal for the revisions to CSDR. The proposal has now been published, and whilst MBIs will not automatically be applied under the current proposal, the Commission is not proposing to delete the concept of MBIs from the text. It is instead preferring a two-stage approach to assess whether cash penalties applied since the 1st of February alone can actually decrease the settlement rate in the EU, before envisaging in a second stage whether there is a need to apply mandatory buy-ins to certain financial instruments or transactions. We are assessing the proposal in detail and paying particular attention to revisions which may have an impact from a repapering perspective. My colleague Andy Hill will provide more information on the broader issues. Thank you for your time today, and as always, please do get in touch directly if you have any questions on the matters raised.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.